Good day, and thank you for joining us as we continue to explore the importance of self-care. If this is the first time that you are tuning in, you are encouraged to go back and listen to the two previous podcasts. Each podcast is designed to build upon previous knowledge. In today's podcast, we are going to continue our journey of burnout prevention, reducing stress, and fatigue by getting outside and through a concept called see and share. The self-care journey is about learning new methods to care for yourself and to put you back into your daily to-do list. Self-care is anything you do to take care of yourself so you can stay emotionally, mentally, and physically well. The benefits of self-care include better emotional, mental, and physical health and well-being. There is a variety of research available that suggests those who practice in self-care live longer, become more equipped to handle stressful situations, and have more positive health outcomes. People who engage in self-care as part of their routine have a reduction or elimination of anxiety and depression, improved concentration, reduction in stress, improved energy, increased happiness, and minimization of anger and frustration. When you don't take care of yourself, especially mentally, you may experience low energy, feelings of hopelessness, and less patience. You may experience headaches, stomach aches, and other physical symptoms of stress. Not practicing self-care can lead to difficulty falling or staying asleep. People may turn to binge eating or increase in unhealthy eating habits. Lack of self-care increases the risk of burnout, difficulty concentrating, and relationship challenges or strains. Neglecting self-care can lead to less motivation to engage in social activities, as well as a reduction in performance at work. We work in an industry that requires each of us to be at the top of our game as we care for our residents. If we aren't making the time to provide self-care, how can we be expected to provide the best care possible for our residents? In the previous podcasts, we explored the pause, where you give yourself permission to stop and reflect about past events or what needs to happen as you move forward. We also discussed the 4-7-8 breathing technique, in which you inhale to a count of 4, hold your breath for a count of 7, and exhale for a count of 8. Breath is a powerful tool that, when done, can dramatically reduce stress and anxiety. The challenge is that we often put our breathing on autopilot and don't consider how important deep breathing is in reducing our stress. We also explored the power of movement. Movement is something we do frequently, but not necessarily think much about. Movement in this context is focused more on the gentle stretches that we can do anywhere and anytime. You can stretch your neck side to side, lift your shoulders up towards your ears, or gently stretch your leg muscles to whatever is most comfortable to you without trying to overdo it. Gentle stretching is a great way to reduce tension in our bodies and can be even more powerful when you incorporate the 4-7-8 breathing technique as you go through the stretches. As we continue to build our personal toolboxes and share these resources with our team members, I wanted to take a moment to explore the power that getting outside can bring to your goals of reducing burnout, fatigue, and stress. When you take a walk outside or just step out the front door for just a few minutes, stress hormones in your body start to decrease. People who take a few deep breaths while immersed in nature allow their mind to settle by the change in the environment. Going outside, even for a quick moment, also requires you to have at least a little bit of physical activity in that you must walk out the door. So you may be thinking, how do I incorporate getting outside into my daily routine, especially when I'm at work? Here's the solution. If you work on the ground floor, try to at least step outside and take a deep, refreshing lungful of fresh air, even if you only have a minute to do it. If you work in a multi-level building or below the main floor, partner up with one of your team members to cover for each other for a few minutes so that you can each take advantage of getting outside. Another easy thing that you can do immediately that helps reduce stress, tension, anxiety, fatigue, and burnout is gratitude. You might be thinking to yourself, how can gratitude change anything? Showing gratitude towards yourself and others can be a significant challenge, especially during highly stressful times. However, gratitude also carries power. When you take a moment to acknowledge specific tasks or acts, and you express it through gratitude, you are showcasing power in the moment. To improve team member connections and reduce stress, you should practice gratitude often. Reducing feelings of burnout and exhaustion can be accomplished by having a team who has been built on camaraderie. Gratitude is a key component in building camaraderie among your teams. To show gratitude, you must see and share. See refers to noticing the good things that your colleagues are doing. What contributions are you noticing that others are making towards the common goal of your organization? Your organization likely has a common goal, a mission statement, or a vision statement that drives you towards the goal. When you see coworkers doing good things that help your organization achieve the common goal, the mission, or the vision of the organization, take active steps to share with that person what you saw and that you are grateful to have them. You don't have to go into a lengthy dissertation about the good thing that you saw. Instead, keep the message brief so that you can share it in the moment with the person or through email. It's important to remember that a general comment of gratitude has less meaning and significance than one that is specific about what you saw that you are grateful for. An example of a general comment of gratitude is one such as, "I'm grateful for everything you do." While this is a nice comment and shows that you are grateful, it has less impact than a specific statement about what you saw. An example of a specific message of gratitude might be, "I just saw how you helped Mrs. Smith fix her hair before her daughter showed up for her visit. You put a smile on both of their faces. Thank you for taking the extra time that you took to help Mrs. Smith look her best for her daughter. It meant a lot to her, and it means a lot to me that you went the extra mile. Thank you." Sometimes we forget that the small things matter. While one might say that they were just doing their job, it is also nice to know that people notice the little things that we do every day. While showing gratitude at a monthly or quarterly all-staff meeting might be okay, it feels so much better and more important to the person when they are recognized in the moment that they did the thing that you were grateful for. In the moment it happens, see and share your gratitude. Don't wait for the special meeting to show your gratitude. You will feel better after sharing your gratitude, and the person you shared it with will feel empowered to keep doing the little things that make a huge difference. As we bring this podcast to a close, I want you to consider a quote by Maya Angelou, a world-famous author, poet, dancer, singer, activist, and scholar. She once said, "People will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel." This podcast has spoken to that statement specifically in the see and share concept. It is also important to understand the power that getting outside can have on your mindset and stress levels, as well as your colleagues. Take a moment to cover for them so that they can also step outside into nature. Until the next podcast, be well and take a moment to see and share your gratitude, and remember that it's time to get outside and take a moment to explore nature. The tiny step you take today may change all of your tomorrows. Thank you for joining us today as we quickly reviewed the importance of self-care and the power of gratitude.